Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and Monumental Sports Network. We're on YouTube as well. Fred Smoot's going to be with us at 1 p.m. You will hear from the brand new Nationals manager, Blake Batera, his introductory press conference at 1:30. That will be carried right here as well.
Am I impacting your camera when I just did that?
No, my camera's on the laptop.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, in that case.
Beautiful monumental cameras that are shooting me. But, you know, White Brian and I were trying to finagle the camera situation in here, which seemed to work for the junkies. And then when we came in and tried to load it on here for the YouTube, it did not want to work. So I don't know if Cakes kicked something. I'm not accusing nobody, but I don't know if somebody kicked something.
I would love to throw around accusations.
Well, we can throw around some accusations.
It just feels right.
We're just firing at the hip. Do you have anything you want to accuse somebody of?
No, not yet.
Yet.
But we got 2 hours left, so who knows?
Yeah, we got
an hour minutes. And a half. So
we'll see what
happens here.
So we're going to get to Fred Smoot. We're kind of done with Blaine Pye here, but our conversation now shifts to Jaden Daniels and should he play again? Will he play again? More so, when will he play again? It was announced about an hour ago that the NFL is not going to flex the Commanders out of primetime in the matchup against Denver on Sunday Night Football. That game is coming after the bye. Jamie Erdahl reported yesterday there's optimism that both Jaden and Terry are going to play again. It feels like Denver would be the opportunity. That seems correct.
Yeah, I would think. That's just my hunch.
I want to see him again.
I want to see him against Denver. I want to see him against good defense.
I want to see Jaden Daniels play because I want Jaden Daniels to be in rhythm. And you cannot just wrap the guy in bubble wrap for forever. Like, you will eventually, you have to play football. That's what he's here for. You got to play football. So I need to see him play again, and I want him to get into rhythm so you go into 2026 feeling way better about the season than how we feel right now, which is that everything is a disaster and life sucks.
And I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, and I think I am able to go this route for a multitude of different reasons. Like, it's not that I have anything personal against Jaden.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. At this point, he has not shown an ability to be able to stay healthy. So factors into my wanting to see him more, too. Like, just prove to me that you can protect yourself. Prove to me that you can get through several games in a row. Because when's the last time he's played multiple games, 3 or 4 games in a row, and finished them? Hadn't happened this year.
Not this year.
So,
did last year.
Did last year.
You know, only didn't miss a game last year. Missed the back end of the Carolina game, but didn't miss a game last year, which I do think some people misconstrued a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, but and you broke it down perfectly, but my bigger picture point is, you know, based off of the way this year's went for him, I do have some questions about the durability, and I want to see him show that that's something he could put behind him. And it also goes to Jaden as well. Like, you've got to play on time and not scramble as much. You were breaking the pocket, not because you were under siege, but because you're getting to the top of your drop and not letting it go. That's going to lead you to scramble. That is going to put you in greater risk of taking a shot. I just want you to play quarterback the way I know you know how to. Not taking the scrambling away.
But you need to do it a lot less.
You need to do it a lot less.
You need to do it a lot less. There were a lot of games this year, and this is why I want him to come back. And it's we are very similar reasons for that, is that he needs to get into rhythm and be comfortable. Because at no point has he looked comfortable consecutively. And I say consecutively because he looked really good against the Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, the first two possessions were kind of whatever. Comes back in. Third possession, marks down the field. He looked good from that point on. Outside of two plays against Chicago, he made some really good throws that you're like, all right,
yes.
the 2024 Jaden is back. But then the fumble kind of puts a really dark cloud on that. I mean, he threw the pick to Debo. He was looking for Debo in the end zone. He recognized immediately, hey, that one's on me. I should have thrown that, you know, split second sooner. And that just comes with being a second-year quarterback. I just need to see him back playing football so that you go into 2026 where you see a lot more of what we saw at the end of 2024, which is, as you mentioned, he's scrambling if it's necessary, but he's not looking to scramble all the time. Where it felt like against Dallas and against some of the other matchups, he was scrambling because somebody wasn't as open as he wanted them to. It's not that they weren't open. They weren't as open as he wanted them to be, and then he just decided to tuck it and run. I think there needs to be a much better balance, and you only gain that from being on the field. I don't think you can just watch film and then get this balance, and you'll be back to what you were in 2024. You gotta go play.
He needs the reps. And this is a second-year quarterback we're talking about. I don't know if the time that Robert was here like kind of colored our view of how you treat young quarterbacks. They didn't bench Robert because they were worried about him getting hurt. Well, they were. They just didn't want to pay him. If he would have gotten hurt, they would have had to pay him. Well,
they also benched Robert because Robert was not a good quarterback.
Right.
He was much more of I can run and make a couple of big throws, but he did not have nearly the skill set as playing quarterback as Jaden does when it comes to the throws he can make and the way that he reads defenses.
My question to anybody out there that does not want to see him for the remainder of the year, why? Why? That's my only... If you can give me... Because the more and more I think about it, and I said it a moment ago, right? I can see both sides of the coin. Doesn't mean I agree with both sides of the coin. Like, this idea of trying to protect him from getting hurt, and you don't want him to go into the offseason hurt, like, don't get hurt. Like, that's a part of the job. The one other thing that blows the hell out of me, this idea of like, well, there are, you know, starting wide receivers out there. Who the hell cares? It's your job if it was me and you out there at wide receiver, his job, although it becomes, you know, increasingly difficult.
Way more difficult.
Your job is to get to the top of the drop and let it go. Like, that's what I did not see enough from him this year, even in the games that he played well. You got to play on time. And that's something, and the reason it blows my mind and I get worked up about it, it was literally his superpower a year ago. I'll never forget the first time I laid eyes on him during OTAs, a mandatory minicamp. I'm watching him run 7-on-7 and then Mariota run 7-on-7. Mariota's a 10-year vet scrambling, not playing on time. Jaden's getting it out, taking what the defense is giving him. You can't go broke taking a profit. That's why I want to see him. No, back to what I know you can do.
You need to see that again. Yeah. And I want to see it with Terry, by the way.
Like exactly.
Terry is going to come back as well. There is no bubble wrapping Terry. I would like to see multiple games in a row where Jaden has Terry and Debo at his disposal. I don't really care about everybody else. I want Terry and Debo. And you know that McLaurin is going to be coming back. He was out there in Spain. They traveled him to Spain. They knew he wasn't going to play, but they traveled him to Spain because he is on the up and up. You get an entire bye week here for him to continue to get better, continue to get healthy. I need to see Terry back out there, and I need to see Jaden back out there. And then to an extent, Linnell, one of the things that really helped him, I thought, last year, really hit the level that he hit was he understood, and it's not like I'm saying I want him to go out here and make terrible throws, but he understood that a bad throw is a bad throw. It is what it is. You get right back up. There was a point where this year in particular, it feels like he does not want to make throws that are NFL levels of open because he's so concerned with protecting the football. And again, I'm not saying go be a gunslinger and throw into, you know, triple coverage,
right?
But you got to be comfortable throwing into some tight windows. If a turnover happens, you're on to the next play. You're good enough to be able to overcome one to two interceptions as long as you are still confident in your abilities. So I do kind of want to see him go out there and not be so cautious to the fact where you're leaving plays on the field because you're worried about the potential of a turnover, which it felt like particularly in the Green Bay matchup. And that Green Bay defense was the best defense, I think, that Washington has played to this point, them or Seattle. But in that Green Bay in particular, I went back and looked and I saw like, hey man, like Terry was open sometimes.
Dudes are open.
And you just have to. You got to trust it, and you got to sling it in there, man. He has the arm strength to do so. So I need to see that when he does come back. Denver would be a really great opportunity because that's a really, really good defense, especially if Sertan is going to be fully back and healthy by that point, going up against Terry, which that's maybe a little bit alarming. But I want to see him go out there, be confident. I don't care about wins right now, man. Honestly, the best case scenario for the team is if he's really confident, plays really well, and the defense is so bad that they lose.
Yeah, point blank. And I think the one, like I said a moment ago, the thing that has me, I got to find the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Right adjective. It's raised my eyebrows just watching how he's looked this year when he has played. There is a little bit of, you know, indecisiveness that's there that did not exist last year. And mm-hmm. I think you hit it right on the head. Maybe he's been hit so many times this year. I'm not calling him soft. I'm not saying he can't win from the pocket. To me, even when Kurt Warner did the Seattle breakdown, there was an unwillingness to stand in the pocket, make the throw knowing you're going to take the shot on the chin. And I thought he was so good at that last year. But you mentioned trust, and I think you hit it right on the head. Down the stretch last year, I was saying this, there was a clear lack of trust in the offensive line down the stretch last year, which is why you saw in the Philly game, the Atlanta game, this uptick in scrambles.
Yes.
He scrambled 16, 17 times against the Falcons.
Right.
Against Philly, he scrambled 12 times. Like, so I'm okay with him using the superpower to his advantage, but I also want to see the other stuff that made you a number two pick.
And I think a lot, there's one thing I want to add in here, and yeah. I have had this stance for a year and a half now. Some of this is going to be on Cliff. No quarterback powers. I don't need to see quarterback sweeps.
Yeah.
I don't need to see quarterback powers. You have running backs for that reason. If you're objective,
and you have a gadget.
And you have a gadget. Yeah, like you, if your objective is you want to see Jayden Daniels play, and you share the objective that we have, which is I want to see him get in rhythm. I want to see him, you'll be confident throwing the football, throwing into tight windows. All of that is good and well. Do not run him into the mass amount of bodies that occupy the line of scrimmage. Just do not do that. Run the football with the running backs or your gadget guys. You got four dudes.
Yeah.
Four dudes that you could run that football with that are not Jayden Daniels. So some of that has to be on Cliff, too. I know you want to use his legs, and I'm not opposed to him scrambling. I think his scrambles have actually resulted in some pretty positive plays.
He's the best scrambler in football.
He's the best scrambler in football.
Well, last year he was, at least.
But I do not need to see designed quarterback powers if you're trying to keep a guy healthy.
So
that falls on the OC.
There's a number that NFL Live put up, and I think I screenshotted it. Either way, it was he's taken the most hits by a quarterback since the start of last year, and the number is he's like plus 100, like 100 more hits than the next guy. And when you think about the time he's missed this year, that's alarming.
That is alarming. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's had 54 carries this year. 54.
Yeah.
There's been three games where he's had double-digit carries.
But that's where I go back, and this is why this conversation is like fascinating to me, because I have found on social media, Denton, at NELL_BTP, God forbid you have anything critical to say about the quarterback people act as if you're swearing in church. So I walk a fine line when talking about the way that he's played this year. There's two different things. There's one, you can't talk about him, and then there's two, people that do talk about him but aren't being totally honest. Those scramble numbers are like that because his ass is getting to the top of the drop and bailing the pocket. Throw the ball. Like that. Like that's my number one thing with him that I want to see when he returns. Let's play on time. Let's play in rhythm. Something that Marcus Mariota has actually done really, really well.
He did yesterday. So I want to see that from Jaden.
Yeah.
I want to see him deliver. I want to see the completion numbers. So his percentages completion-wise, he had one game where he was above, or two games, excuse me, when he was above 60%. Three games. Two of them above 70. That was the Chicago game, which I thought he played really well in. That was the Seattle game, which was not the most fun game in the world. But the Seattle game was when he was really at a disadvantage talent-wise. Yeah. So I just want to see him get in there. It's not like I'm looking for numbers in specific. It's very much an eye test thing.
Yes.
You're going to go back in there.
Let me see it.
And then I just want to see it because there were moments in that game against Chicago, particularly in the fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter, before the fumble, where he's making Jalen Lane look like a superstar. He's making Luke look like a superstar. You just had that fumble that kind of ruined it, right? That game against Los Angeles, that was a fun game to watch. That was a fun game to be a part of. We were watching that one at a bar at Honor Brewing in Sterling. That was a fun day. Right, he's making big plays. There was that throw in the back of the end zone to Debo. Like that was the Jaden Daniels that I wanted to see. So I need to see him come back, and I want to see him look a lot more like that than we did see him the way against Dallas and against Green Bay, and to an extent against Seattle. I know that completion percentage number is pretty good, but they could not do anything against that Seattle offense. So we'll take a few of your calls. If you got him on Jaden, do you want to see him play again? What are you expecting from him? 800-636-1067. Fred Smoot is going to join us at 1. We will go out to Nationals Park at 1:30 for the introduction of their new manager. It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and the Monumental Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.